And they had traveled from near, they had traveled from far, because they wanted to make their voices heard. And I asked one of the voters, I said, whom are you going to vote for? And he said, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. He said that his vote was in his heart. And I understood this was their election. And they weren't going to let anyone take it away from them. Now, the first round of the voting didn't bring forth a clear winner. So nobody had achieved the absolute majority. So voting went into a second round 3 weeks later. The candidates were back on the road. They were campaigning. The rhetoric of the candidates, of course, changed. The heat was on. And then the cliche came to haunt us. There was claims of intimidation at the polling stations, of ballot boxes being stolen. Inflated results started coming in, and the mob was starting to get out of control. We witnessed the eruption of violence in the streets. People were being beaten brutally. The army started firing their guns. People were scrambling. It was complete chaos. And my heart sank because I thought, here we are again. Here is another proof that the African is not capable of governing himself. And not only that, I am documenting it, documenting my own cultural shortcomings. So when the echo of the gunshots had lingered, it was soon drowned by the chanting of the mob, and I didn't believe what I was hearing. They were chanting, "We want peace. We want peace."